need financially. If you have a minute, go ahead and give me a call. Reach me directly, 858-299-6006.
Hey, is Chris in?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris, it's Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, good. Hey, look, you were in contact with one of our agents over here about a CNC machine or that you were looking to bring on or things like that, of that nature, of equipment financing. And I happened to take over your guys' file. I just want to give you a call, kind of introduce myself, see if you have anything coming up towards the end of the year where we might be able to help out.
Yeah, maybe towards the end of the year, about November, we might pull the trigger on some little deal. You know, maybe like a $200,000 deal, who knows. But, yeah, we'll see you right about then and see how things kind of shake down.
Right. Are you kind of just anticipating the effect of, the election? Is that what you guys are looking to kind of see, judge it on that? Or?
No, I don't. I can get. It cracks me up when people worry about an election.
No, yeah,
it doesn't
thank
mean
you.
Anything. It's so
thank
stupid.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Somebody else agrees with me.
So ridiculous. No, it's just we got plans to move. We got other things going on. And
right, yeah.
It's expanding and stuff, but we're going to try and take care of the 179 thing, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Get some tax write-offs going on for the business over there, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly it. So that's probably what we'll be doing, and I'd say around November time.
Right. And Chris, what about, you know, this expansion that you're doing, this new building that you guys have been looking to move into? Have you guys already made that move, or are you still kind of in the works with that?
In the works.
Okay. What do you have, like, a time frame when you're looking to move in there?
Probably by the first quarter.
Okay, pretty soon. So it's coming up.
Yeah, hopefully, if everything works out right.
Yeah, yeah. How much bigger is this place that you're looking at?
Double.
Oh wow, that is definitely going to increase production.
Yeah, and so hopefully we're going to buy two or three machines when we move. So we'll try and buy one and take care of the 179, and then next year, you know, get some more.
Right. Now, when you had spoken with our other agent, you said that you typically go through a different, what was it, manufacturing or some other...
manufacturing finance services?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, typically you go through them. And you, like you said, you've gotten some good rates, I've heard.
Yeah, nobody really touches them.
Yeah, I mean, I could imagine how hard it is either to beat them or to even just take away some of their clientele, client base. But
yeah.
we're not technically in the nature of competing with the businesses that you've been working with. We just are that secondary source of funds. But if you're looking for better rates, you know, that doesn't hurt to just kind of shop around, see what you can get. Honestly, it saves you money and makes it happier on both ends here.
Yeah, it does. But just like I said, I've been buying machines for them for 20 years, and nobody has even come. I think the closest somebody came was about $75 a month on a 60-month deal.
Oh, wow. These typically, the CNC machines that you purchase are, what, around $150,000 to $200,000?
Yeah, between $150,000 and $300,000, something like that.
Okay. And you guys recently brought something on, if I'm reading my notes correctly here. Right.
About last November, we bought something.
Yeah. Okay. And typically, you bring something on every year.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. No, I don't hear many shops saying that they can do that.
I know it's tough out there right now. You know, it just is, and we do a pretty good job, so that kind of helps out.
Well, yeah, and especially with this expansion that you're happening. Right now, it seems that you guys are actually positioned pretty well in the market. It seems like you're doing well, the company is doing well, and you're growing. And that's a rarity. That's definitely a rarity from what I've seen, because I've been working a lot with machine shops in the manufacturing industry, and everybody seems to be saying the opposite. Oh, we're downsizing. We're selling off a few machines. We're trying to, cut costs, lay off a few people, but it's a rarity. Really. I deal a lot mainly on the East Coast, so a lot of oil and gas companies out in Ohio, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, all those areas over there. So they're struggling. It's hard. It really is. But to see that, some individuals and some businesses are actually able to grow, it kind of shows that there's a little light at the end of the tunnel, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, but yeah, just give us a call about November time, and we'll see what's going on, and if you know, we can maybe throw you a bone and see what happens.
Right. Now, Chris, just a quick question here on your guys' end. For that move that you're looking to do, are you financing that all with your own personal capital, like your guys' cash, to purchase a new piece of property or place,
no,
or are you guys going to lease it out?
We'll probably lease for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually when you bring on those new pieces of equipment, are you looking to put those new pieces into the shop, or are you going to bring the old ones over?
No, we're both. New is going in and old's coming over.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you guys, because the reason why I asked that is one of our other programs, I don't think Danny, the last agent that you were speaking with, kind of mentioned our working capital program. It's cash. It's unsecured cash. We get to the business. So if you're looking to maybe cover those costs rather than using your own cash, so you can keep that cash on hand, could be something that you're interested in, maybe.
Yeah, we might do something like that. I don't know. I've talked to the wife about all that. When it gets close, then we'll start pulling some triggers and see what we're going
to
do.
Yeah, perfect. So do you want me to follow up with you in about a month or so?
Yeah, that's, you know, maybe towards the middle of November, and we'll kind of see what's going on.
Definitely. Okay, Chris, I can do that, man. You know, I appreciate you taking the time to follow up here and speak with me a little bit.
Yeah, no problem, dude.
All right, man. It was good catching up and good meeting you.
Yeah, you too. You take it easy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, definitely. Take care now.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye.